and welcome to the Generation for Change, a brand new podcast brought to you by the committee members of G4C Southwest, part of Construction Excellence Group. My name is Issa Denby and I'll be your host today as I chat to construction industry professional Andy Bowles, who is the operations director for Kier Western and Wales in the Gloucester and Oxford office. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Lisa.
So Andy joined Kier in 1999 and he worked for 3 years in the international division before joining Kier Central in 2003 and has since progressed to head of general works and is now operations director for the Gloucester and Oxford offices. So Andy, why don't you start by telling us why you chose construction?
Because I wanted to be an airline pilot. Ironically, yes, I wanted to be a pilot. My dad was an aircraft engineer and I grew up around airfields, and so I wanted to be a pilot. And then I found out I was colorblind. So I thought, how do I stay in around airports? So I thought I'll build them. I thought if I'll build airports, I'll be then I could spend my life around airports. And do you know how many airports are built, Lise?
None, maybe.
Exactly zero. So, but I grew up, joking aside, I grew up around in the 80s and 90s. I grew up in Milton Keynes, just outside Milton Keynes. And I saw it being developed. And I think it just seeps into my bones, construction, seeing a city going from a green field to a full-on city as it is now. Just sunk into my bones. And
just ignited something.
Exactly that.
Awesome. That's great. So just tell us a little bit. Obviously, I touched on your career a little bit, but would you mind just telling us a little bit more about it?
How it started? You've been stalking me. You've done my CV there. So I did civil engineering by degree.
Where did you do that?
I did that in London, Imperial College London, which was great. Great time. I had a great time in London. And then I had, my parents had done a lot of travel. And again, talk about something in your bones. I wanted to get traveling out of the way, so I went overseas, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I went to Moscow, Malawi, and Romania. So, after doing my degree, I went actually. I travelled for a year with a mate. So in total, I was overseas for about 6-7 years.
That's quite a duration.
It is. It was, and then I had enough. I was sitting in an Irish pub in Bucharest, and I thought, drinking Guinness, watching Man United versus Newcastle on the TV, complaining I had no Marmite. I came home. And so I was working with Kier at the time. And then they sent me to Cheltenham, as we were based, before mm-hmm. we moved to Gloucester. And I moved from site engineering. So I did site engineering and site management overseas. And when I came back to the UK, I moved into design management, as you mentioned. And then progressed to design management to then heading up our general works division, which had jobs below 4 million, to the operations director about, 18 months ago.
Oh, amazing. Why did you do the transition from engineering on site to design?
Kier sent me on a course, design manager's course, and I really liked it. It just felt right. Being civil engineer background, you're always a bit torn between design side or site side. Mm. And as I said, did 5 years on site. And when I came up to the UK, I just wanted to do a bit more on the design side, but didn't want to do the CAD drawings or stuff. And the design manager had the right combination of getting involved on site, but then getting involved with the design as well.
Awesome. Nice. Which one do you prefer?
I don't do either now.
That's not true.
I like them both. I do like visiting sites. I do like being outside. There's nothing like a construction site. Why be in construction when you're not on a site? So I think that's where I had the best time, shall we say. Yeah.
Awesome, that's great. So obviously you touched on your role as director and you have a number of different responsibilities. Could you tell us what your typical day or month is like? Take us through what you're doing.
Yeah, month is probably the easiest way of doing it. Days can be just, you can be dragged. You start off with one intention at the beginning of the day and it's something completely different.
No, but 2 days are the same,
they're not. But in terms of the world of the business, a month is probably the better. So the first 2 weeks of the month are on where you're reviewing the live jobs, generally the financial side of them, the safety side of them, the progress on site, site visits, The third week, in simple terms, looking at pre-construction, mm-hmm. where you've got jobs that are in pre-construction or jobs that you're trying to win. And then the final week of the month is reporting further up the line on how the business is doing to my managing director, and review all those elements, pre-construction and construction, with him. So that's how the month is broken down. And then daily, it's talking to people. Talking to people.
Awesome, that's great. Do you feel like you're making a difference in your job?
I hope so. I'm just looking around in the office now as we sit here. You like to think that people's got smiles on their faces, and if they've got smiles on their faces, you feel as if you're doing your job properly.
And ultimately, you know, your role as operations director is to oversee all of the projects that have been happening in the Gloucester and the Oxford office. Do you feel that those projects are making a difference to the surrounding communities?
Oh yeah, yes.
Can you give me an example? Like,
when you
build a school, for example, do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, without doubt. The satisfaction of I mean, obviously, the day-to-day completion of or development of a project. But I get involved, I see the end of projects, and you see the smile in the kids' faces when it's an education project, and the head teacher's smile when it's a school project. But client satisfaction, it's... When you're looking at health projects, education, the defence, 100% of our projects are public money. So that is, you do get immense satisfaction and pride from it. I mean, think recently, even projects which as a business we're doing that we're not necessarily involved with, like the Nightingale Hospitals in mm-hmm. in Bristol, you get a satisfaction that we've played a part in that during this. The COVID of the past 12 months.
And so, a sense of pride with the care badge, don't
you? Yeah, you do. But before that, you a client has come to you wanting a project, and you've then delivered that project because they wanted it and they're happy with it. And that's the satisfaction. It's very good. And even at this level, when you are removed from the day-to-day, you get the satisfaction of going down and having a letter written to you saying thank you from that client, whether it be a head teacher or the hospital. It's great. It's really good.
That's good. What would you say your favourite thing about your role is?
People. It's always been working with people, no matter what role I've had. I just enjoy... I like working in teams. Mm-hmm. And when you're... If you did a football analogy and you become the manager of the side, which you could say that's what you are now, if you're working with the people, it's brilliant. I come to work to work with the guys and girls that are in the team, and that's what I get my enjoyment from.
That's good. That's good to hear. I completely agree with you, actually. Obviously, you've had quite the career working in different countries, working on different showcase projects, but out of all of it, what would you say has been your biggest career highlight to date? You can split it if you want between career highlight and project to date.
Each project is a highlight. I'm not trying to duck the question. I remember when I summer placements during when I was doing the degree, I did a wind farm south of Glasgow. And I remember site engineer setting out the first turbine base. And I remember the satisfaction of doing that and getting it checked, getting it right. And I vividly remember that now. And then the other jobs overseas in Malawi, I was doing an irrigation scheme in Romania. We were doing well drilling and social housing. They were great. And then school project around here, and then the Cheltenham Racecourse. I can't pick a highlight. Each one has been the winning my first job when I was doing pre-construction. That was a highlight. Very satisfying. Completing every job is a highlight.
What job was that? It was your first one that you won?
Gloucester Academy. I led the bid, won the job, and then I was a design manager on the project.
That was a really good project.
It was good. It was very good. It was a good project, and that gave satisfaction. Today, I get satisfaction, as I say, just your team, making sure your teams are happy and that we're successfully handing over projects and with satisfied clients. So, I wouldn't like to pick one out.
They're all different in all their ways.
Exactly, and I remember each one. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So obviously you spoke about you've managed to progress all the way through here. What do you feel is your career aspiration for the future?
I've never had a 5-year, 4-year, 3-year, 1-year plan. I've never had a plan, and I don't think my MD would be too happy to hear that. But I've never had I've enjoyed what I've done.
That's good.
Always want to enjoy what I've done. So I chose my GCSEs because they were the GCSEs I enjoyed. I chose my A-levels because that then led to a civil engineering degree and then travel and working on sites. I've enjoyed every bit. And I like to think I've been good at each stage, and that has allowed me to progress naturally. And so aspirations, I've only been in this job for 18 months, and 12 months of it has been dealing with the COVID. So I can't see past this one, and I never have seen past the other ones. It's let's see. But I've not got it. It's I'm not saying you shouldn't have one, Lisa. You should have your career development plan, and we can talk about it. But, it's just naturally happened. So, but I think next stage, I don't know. I want to do this properly first. I want to this seat.
That's fair. That's good enough. So you obviously touched on COVID. Do you think that construction has been a resilient industry during the recent pandemic?
Yes.
I believe so too. Yeah.
Well, firstly, the government let us carry on.
Yeah.
And so we were able to find out that we were resilient. So they didn't stop us. We carried on. We had back in March last year, we had 2 or 3, 4 months while we tried to sort out the lay of the land, how we could operate our sites safely. And then we have. You guys have on site. It's proved that we can operate under a safe system. We've delivered 8 projects, completed projects since March last year. So
I think that just says so much.
It does.
About the industry in general.
And the people, the people in construction we find solutions, don't we?
Problem solvers, aren't we?
Exactly. We program and then we manage. And COVID gave us something else to throw into the mix. We overcame it.
No one likes overcoming it.
No, they don't. They don't. But because of the people in construction, we're in construction to solve problems. And we've just added, it was another challenge, wasn't it?
It was another challenge.
And I say, yes, we have definitely been resilient.
Cool. So touching on that, do you think that the construction industry is a place to be for young people?
Yes. Yeah, well, I can't say no, can I? I believe so. And the early careers group that we have within this office, I see them, they've got smiles on their faces. You were there once when this is so I've enjoyed it. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to be every day is different.
My favourite thing about construction.
Exactly. The projects develop and no day of a project is the same because you progress, don't you? And work as a team, why wouldn't you, and then having satisfied clients. So you've got those three things. You every day is different. You're in a team, and you produce things which make people happy.
You have tangible results.
Why wouldn't you want to be involved with that?
Why would you not? Obviously, you mentioned about the Kia Early Career Scheme, just because obviously the purpose of the podcast is to try and get younger people engaged. Yep. Would you just talk about what Kia offer?
Yes, definitely. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant. If it was around when I was doing...
Oh, I think it's the best thing ever.
It is.
I've done it and I think it's awesome.
It ultimately leads to what we call a Kia degree at Sheffield Hallam University, and it can be either in construction or in commercial site. But before that, we offer you know all about this, Lisa, a week work placement to see whether you like it. If you like that and it all goes well, then maybe an industrial placement for a year. Mm-hmm. And if that goes well and you're still interested and you're doing a great job, then that we could offer this Kia degree. And that's the start of, the start of the early career is probably that week work experience, isn't it?
But yeah, that's how I got mine.
Exactly. Work. But then when you're on the fully employed with Kia, that's the Kia degree and the early careers. And I think it's 4 to 5 years now, the degree with Keir. So it's done a couple of weeks every quarter, isn't it? So about 6 weeks spent at university through a year, and the rest is on-site learning. The rest of it, paid a salary.
Yeah, and whilst you learn then.
Exactly. And then after that, you've got a degree. You've got your experience, and you just progress from there, whether it be on the construction side, the commercial side.
I think it gives you a good foundation.
It's a great way, but it starts with that work experience. Do you actually want to do it? Do you want to do construction? Do you like it? And you get the feel then, and then you progress.
Oh, you just fall in love with it, won't you? I think it just happens. Yeah. So obviously we touched on COVID being quite a challenging thing facing the industry. Do you think there's anything else facing the industry, like particularly around skill shortages?
Getting people into the industry is key. I think we've got to we love it, so we need to get out there and promote it and bring people in, because there's always going to be an industry that we need to keep on supporting. There's public buildings in health, education, and infrastructure. And we need people to come in, because people keep on retiring. So we
healthy cycle.
Yes.
Amazing. What would you say is the best bit of advice to anyone who's thinking about starting the career in the industry?
Starting, if you're thinking about it, do your research. Go for work experience. Go and tag along with someone like yourself or myself and see what it's like, and then once you're in, enjoy it. Don't do anything that you don't enjoy. Do it because I enjoy going to work every day, and it goes for any industry really. If you find something you enjoy, then that's it. That's the holy grail. But test it. If you like it that week, I can guarantee you'll enjoy it for the rest of your life, because I have.
And if obviously youngsters out there thinking about joining the construction industry, joining like the next generation of construction, what would you say, what skills and attributes should they have to join the construction industry? If you touched on teamwork earlier.
Learn, have an open mind, and enjoy working with a team. I think the skills can be developed. You can go on training courses to learn about foundations and steelwork and things like that. But if you have an open mind to learn and be able to work with a team in a team environment, they're key. The skills can be developed from that without a doubt.
Yeah, you can build on the knowledge, can't you?
Yeah, exactly that. Yes.
Amazing. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, or are you quite happy?
No, that's I think you've covered most things there from me doing my GCSEs all the way through to sitting in this seat and looking at safety reports. I think we've covered everything, haven't we?
So one last question. If you had to describe the construction industry in three words, what would you describe them as?
Oh, Leash, you didn't walk. three Sorry. Words. I think it's exciting. I think it's challenging. It's enjoyable.
Perfect. I don't think you could sell it any better than that. Thank you so much for your time today, Andy.
No problem. Thanks, Lisa.